This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Great guest right now. He is a member of the NFL's decade team, the 1980s decade team. Played 12 seasons in the NFL, 9 of them with the Giants, a little bit with Washington and Cleveland. Two-time Super Bowl champion with the Giants and now the color analyst on the Giants Radio Network. We are happy to have Carl Banks on the line with us. Carl, John Murphy and Steve Tasker up here in Buffalo. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys. Steve, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. We were talking about it, the history. You came out of Michigan State. Do you remember Northwestern University beating you guys on a quarterback throwback in 1982?
Of course.
You
of course.
I told him you
were. I was on that team.
Steve, we broke the streak.
Exactly.
You guys had the longest losing streak, and we broke it. And I remember that play like it was yesterday because it was so bad.
You guys
and,
had.
But then the other thing was Reggie Roby could bring rain
with his
punch.
That's right. That's right. You were I can't believe you remember that because even I had trouble remembering that far back. But I got to ask you, Carl, we got to go on talking about the Giants team this year and the game they had last week in Dallas. The problems seem to be stemming from the defensive secondary. It seems to be miscommunications. And you being a great defensive player in your career and covering the team as you have, can they fix some of these problems pretty quickly?
Well, yeah, there's two ways to fix it, Steve. You either cram and try to get everybody to fix the communication issues and the schematics, or you just simplify it. Listen, I've played on some really, really good defenses, and I know you know about really, really good defenses. And the mark of a good defense is everybody being on the same page, working as one. And when it doesn't happen that way, you have to keep simplifying it until you get something everybody can do, because what happens is you'd rather give up a 20-yarder than a 75-yarder that should have only went for 15 or 20 yards. So I think it's important for them to evaluate, I mean the coaches to evaluate their schematics and weigh that against the abilities of their talent and see if they can come up with it. If they think they can still run what they're running, they just have to put the players have to put a little more into their study habits. But if they feel that it's something that they're not capable of doing at this moment and getting everybody on the same page, then the best resort is to simplify it a little bit.
Right.
Hey, Carl, I saw a quote this week from Pat Shurmur talking about maybe making some lineup changes on defense and then looking at the depth chart on the flip card for this game. Is Ryan Conley the fifth-round pick? Is he slated to start there on the inside at linebacker, would you think?
We love Ryan Conley, man. I'm not sure if that's one of the changes he's going to make, but I'm sure Conley's going to see the field quite a bit, especially against a Buffalo team that has pretty good running backs.
And what about corners? The one corner side last week was Baker and Hamilton kind of splitting reps. Are they settling on one or go with more of that platoon, do you think, over there?
The coach hasn't really said much about that. He knew there was an issue at that position, but he hasn't really said much about what direction he's going to go in, other than they have to make some improvements and players have to get better at what they're doing. So I'm not sure what direction he's going there. But the Connolly question I can answer more clearly. He will see the field a lot.
Okay.
Carl, how do you think, in your estimation, what do the Giants view – how do the Giants view the Bills overall?
Oh, they can't stop talking enough about, the physicality of the defense, the different looks that they get. And then having Nate Solder on the team – he has, spoken glowingly and with high regard for the Bills defense because he's played it when he was in New England. So I don't think there's any element of them not taking the Bills as good as a good defense. So Offensively, you look at the quarterback, and he does a lot of good things. I mean, he's a threat with his legs. He's got one of the biggest arms in the league. So, and then he's got two really good running backs and a good offensive scheme. When you look at the offensive scheme, they've got plays that are zone beaters. They've got plays that are man-to-man beaters, and they execute really well. When they get it done, it normally turns into a big play.
We're on the line with Carl Banks, former Giants linebacker, color analyst on the Giants radio network. Giants offense, obviously the focal point is Saquon Barkley. Carl, over the year and one game, over 17 games, how have most teams tried to handle Saquon? Nobody's had much success, but what do most teams try to do with Saquon Barkley?
Well, you got to put a lot of guys in the box. It's just that simple. I mean, he's had some games where he didn't have a lot of rushing yards, but he's a receiver as well as he is a runner. But look, you got to pay attention to him. As simple as that. When you have that level of a running back in the league, you've got to pay attention and give it the attention it deserves.
We've watched him from afar here in Buffalo, and you're right. I guess, you know, you try and stack the box against him, but what I notice is he's hard to bring down just one guy, particularly if you get even a safety on him, and particularly a cornerback. You know, those guys struggle to get him on the ground. Is there anybody you can compare him to in the past?
Well, he's got a lot of Barry Sanders, the shiftiness of Barry Sanders. He's got, you know, a lot of that Thurman Thomas with his ability to catch in space, make guys miss, and just hard to bring down.
Carl, the numbers would suggest that Eli Manning threw it pretty well last week in Dallas. Did you think that was the case?
Well, I think the offensive line helped him there. They played a pretty good defensive front, and he was able to really execute. He did okay. I mean, obviously, he'd take the win any day, but from a production standpoint, he was pretty decent.
How do you account for the Giants? They got 470 yards total offense, and after 1 week, they're number six in the league at moving the football. Why does it look like that when it was such a disappointing loss for the Giants?
Well, look at the offensive line. That's where it all starts. But, you know, it's not a matter of how many you score, how many yards you get. It's how many you allow the opponent to get, and can you keep them off the scoreboard.
Carl, what do you think the atmosphere will be like for the Giants' home opener on Sunday? I'm certain that New York fans have not bailed even after a difficult game in Dallas, huh?
No, they're going to show up. But they're, you know, listen, they just came off of a tough year. So everybody's hopeful, but you know the players have to give them a reason to really get into it. But they'll show up.
One of the things we've been noticing from over here in Western New York is, you know, Sterling Shepard's got a concussion, Darius Slayton's got a hamstring, Garrett Dickerson's quadricep maybe out, Cody Lattimore has got a calf. They seem nicked up after 1 week. How does that affect their – is that going to affect them on both sides of the ball? Are these guys going to be able to go, or most of them, or is it going to be, kind of a skeleton crew?
Well, listen, this is the nature of the NFL. You look, guys go down all the time. Key guys go down all the time. It's a matter of how you adjust. That's what the league is all about.
Hey, Carl, we got to congratulate you. The list of semifinalists.
Hey, guys, I have the coach coming in, so I'm going to have to run, but I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Carl. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Carl. Appreciate you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.